is to death. PF launches Pamodzi Alliance, warns Tonse against using structures. And in international news, floods and landslides kill 30 in southern Ethiopia. The news in detail. The country has recorded 17 new cholera cases and 2 deaths as of yesterday. Of the 17 cases, 14 were recorded in Lusaka district and 3 in Mpulungu district, while the 2 new deaths were reported in Lusaka. Zambia National Public Health Institute Director for Public Health Policy, Diplomacy and Communications, Dr. Doreen Shembela, said since the outbreak began in August 2025, Zambia has recorded a total of 1,186 cholera cases and 20 deaths nationwide. Dr. Shembela said to date, 1,148 patients have been successfully treated and discharged. She has noted that while Lusaka province remains the epicenter of the outbreak, analysis of the epidemiological trends indicates a gradual decline in transmission, with fewer cases being reported on average.
As of 10 March 2026, 17 new cholera cases were reported within the last 24 hours, before 10 in Lusaka district and 3 in Mpulungu district. Sadly, 2 new deaths have been recorded in Lusaka district. Since the outbreak started in August 2025, Zambia has reported a total of 1,186 cholera cases and 20 cumulative deaths nationwide. To date, 1,148 patients have been successfully treated and discharged. While Lusaka province remains the center of the outbreak, analysis of epidemiological trends indicates a gradual decline in transmission.
Government has cautioned oil marketing companies, OMCs, and fuel service station operators against hoarding fuel, warning that the practice violates petroleum supply regulations and may attract sanctions. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote says he has received reports indicating that some fuel service stations may be deliberately withholding fuel from the market in anticipation of possible price adjustments amidst escalating geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Mr. Chikote has emphasized that creating artificial shortages through fuel hoarding is unlawful and will not be tolerated, adding that inspections have been intensified across the country in collaboration with the Energy Regulation Board to ensure full compliance with petroleum supply regulations. He said as of today, the country's petroleum stock position remains stable, with total available diesel stocks standing at 310 million litres, while petrol stocks stand at 34.82 million litres, kerosene stocks stand at 82.9 million litres, and jet A1 stocks stand at 2 trillion litres. Mr. Chikote has added that in terms of national stock cover, diesel stocks stand at 29 days and petrol stocks at 20 days, both above the ERB's desired minimum threshold.
The ministry wishes to emphasize that creating artificial shortages through fuel hoarding is unlawful and it will not be tolerated. In response to these reports, inspections have been intensified across the country in collaboration with the Energy Regulation Board to ensure full compliance with the petroleum supply regulation. Government continues to monitor developments in the region and their potential impact on international petroleum supply chains. However, the ministry wishes to reassure the public that Zambia currently has adequate stocks of petroleum products and there is no cause for panicky buying.
The Given Luvinda-led Patriotic Front, PF, has officially launched the PF Pamodzi Alliance ahead of the August general elections. Speaking at the launch, acting PF President Given Luvinda said the Tonse Alliance should not use PF structures to campaign or mobilize support. He has urged PF members across the country to take action against party officials who associate with the Tonse Alliance, stating that such individuals should be replaced. Mr. Luvinda has stressed that the PF has its own structures and leadership, which must be protected and used to strengthen the party and its alliances. He has further challenged the Tonse Alliance to form its own political party and develop independent structures instead of relying on those built by the Patriotic Front.
The members of the Green Ghost, the members of the various political parties that are in this alliance, and members of the civil society organizations in this alliance, allow me to launch the latest, the most formidable, the one and only alliance that is going to remove Haga India on the 13th of August. Let's launch the new alliance, introducing the PF Pamodzi Alliance.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has urged government to ensure that discussions on the new International Monetary Fund, IMF, program help build a more robust and responsive social protection system in the country. Speaking at an IMF discussion forum, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelevai said this is crucial to ensure that the successor program focuses on benefiting vulnerable citizens. Ms. Mukelevai said the IMF successor program must include explicit and measurable floors for social spending in order for ordinary citizens to feel its impact.
While the IMF ECF program has contributed to macroeconomic stabilization and re-engagement with creditors for progress on debt restructuring, it has also raised concerns regarding the socio-economic impacts of fiscal consolidation, public debt dynamics, and conditionalities that are attached to such programs. And also, as the country moves to developing a new national development plan, which we believe should be aligned to the Vision 2030, and as you all know, we have a few years to go until we get to our Vision 2030, so there's a lot at stake there.
Meanwhile, Tax and Education Alliance Project Coordinator Uchizi Ngulube said accountability should be a priority for government, adding that there is need to ensure a tax regime that is responsive to the needs of the people.
We need to continue to hold the government accountable. We need to continue to elect leaders that will speak to the needs of the Zambian people. And at the end of the day, I think accountability should be at the core of our advocacy as stakeholders. Around the IMF program, I think the issue of accountability is something that has been blurred in terms of who the government is accountable to primarily. You see the government maybe responding a bit more to the conditions of the IMF program rather than the needs of the people.
Former chief government spokesperson Chishimba Kamwili has denied allegations that the meeting he held at his residence in 2023 was illegal or intended to cause a breach of peace. Opening his defense earlier today, Mr. Kamwili told the court that on January 26, 2023, he received a group of about 10 youths at his residence who had come to apologize for the insults and offensive remarks they made against him during the 2021 general elections. Mr. Kamwili said the youths went to apologize to him, stating that his warning to them in 2021 to vote wisely or risk regretting their decision was true. He submitted that the youths complained of the high cost of living. However, the accused counseled and assured them that he shall address the issue with President Hage Geingob Hichilema. Mr. Kambwili also produced video evidence to prove